This is New England Public Radio. Students in Western Massachusetts and across the country find themselves on an unscheduled spring break with varying levels of daily work to do from home. The disruption has no doubt complicated efforts to address a major inequity. Studies show there are numerous barriers Black and Latino college students face in becoming certified teachers. Several districts in Western Massachusetts have partnered with an organization that helps teachers' aides become full-fledged teachers. In the final part of a series on the impacts of teacher diversity, New England Public Radio's Ben James looks at districts' efforts to diversify their ranks and to retain more teachers of color.
Draw 4 points first that are on the smaller circle.
It's third period in Danilo Farrow's classroom at Amherst Regional Middle School.
Nice. And then call it E.
Farrow, a special education math teacher, moves about the room, checking in on one eighth grader after another. There are 9 or 10 students here, each doing individual work, each requiring a different strategy for helping them to succeed. Farrow can be calm, animated, firm. He's definitely patient. And for some students, he says, it's of huge importance that he's Latino, an immigrant, that he has an accent.
I am the first math teacher in their life who's a person of color.
Farrow, originally from Brazil, speaks English, his native Portuguese, and what he describes as slow Spanish.
What does it say in Spanish here? Marca los puntos de intersección de los rayos.
The nationwide shortage of teachers of color is on full display in Amherst, Northampton, and Holyoke. In each of these districts, there's a significant gap between the percentage of students of color and the percentage of teachers of color. That gap is widest in Holyoke, where the share of students of color exceeds teachers of color by 63%. Studies have found students of color benefit a number of ways from greater teacher diversity. Jose Bo, equity manager at Holyoke Schools, says white students need diverse teachers too.
Listen, if students aren't prepared to have a female boss, if they're not ready to have a Black boss, if they're not ready to have a Latino boss, they're not going to make it.
Danilo Farrow didn't start out with a plan to teach, but after a year as a translator in Amherst schools, he became a para or paraprofessional teacher. Most often the job means working one-on-one as a support person for children with special needs. Public schools couldn't run without paras. It's a sometimes rewarding, often demanding job. Their salaries are much lower than teachers. There's a high burnout rate. So when an organization called Paradigm Shift teamed up with Amherst Schools and offered to help Farrow become an accredited teacher, he went for it.
First of all, the responsibility. You get a lot more responsibility. You also get a decent salary, I think.
Through Paradigm Shift, paras complete their bachelor's and master's degrees while continuing to teach in the same school. The program also assists paras in passing their licensure exams. Low pass rates on those tests for students of color recently led State Education Commissioner Jeffrey Riley to propose significant changes to licensure requirements. Paradigm Shift Director Marla Solomon says her program is designed to exclusively serve para-educators of color.
The role itself of being a para is already sort of, you know, second class in the system. And then if you're a person of color who's a para in a largely white teaching environment, then, you know, that adds an extra dynamic to it.
Farrow is among the first cohort to come through Paradigm Shift. He'll receive his accreditation from Mount Holyoke College later this year. There are currently about 30 paras in the program in Holyoke, Amherst, and Springfield.
Paradigm Shift is wonderful, and there's a lot of great things being done here. But we can't be naive that this alone can solve the problem.
Farrow says public schools have been charged with fixing societal problems that go far beyond teaching arithmetic or helping kids identify points on a coordinate plane.
When you look at my classroom, a big number of them are students of color, are students of, you know, students who are having difficulties that are beyond learning disabilities. They're having a hard time finding themselves as part of society.
Part of his job, Farrow says, is to help his students see themselves as protagonists of social change. That's a lot to expect of a math teacher, and it points to one of the biggest challenges administrators face as they attempt to increase the diversity of their workforce. How do schools support their teachers of color in order to assure those teachers want to stay on the job?
Teachers that I talk to all over the state and in Northampton who are educators of color are feeling isolated.
Tom Chang is a fifth grade math interventionist at Jackson Street School in Northampton. He's Asian American and describes the covert and explicit ways that teachers of color are marginalized in their schools.
When things happen, either microaggressions or outright acts of racism, or they see the ways in which kids are being hurt by racism, there doesn't really feel like there's a community outlet to reflect on that or to talk about that or to deal with that.
National trends show a lower retention rate for teachers of color, resulting from low pay, high burnout in under-resourced urban schools, and more attractive opportunities in other professions. Norman Pacheco, a Chicano and Native American teacher, says he left Northampton schools for Holyoke in part so he could have an influence on more students of color. It didn't hurt, he adds, that Holyoke offered a significant bump in salary.
Northampton's saying all the right things, and they're, you know, but really, you can't expect to recruit people when wages are as low as they are.
Administrators in all three districts note the importance of creating a more supportive school culture for their teachers of color. This takes attention and a will to change established norms. Stephen Mahoney, principal of Holyoke High, points to one reason enacting such changes can be difficult.
You know, one of the most dangerous things about becoming a teacher is that you became a teacher because you were good at school. So then you have all these people who are teaching who were good at the way school was already, so why should we change the way school is?
Doreen Cunningham, Amherst Assistant Superintendent of Diversity, Equity, and Human Resources, says it's up to school leaders of all races to pay attention to what their teachers of color are experiencing.
We have principal trainings every year. And in the principal training, we talk about ways and give them strategies on how to keep their staff members. So this year, we did a circle within a circle, and we had staff of color sit there and talk about their experiences in our district. And they weren't so good, right? And so the principals had to sit there on the outer circle and own it.
School leadership creates school culture, and the culture of a school determines whether its teachers and its students feel they belong there.
When a person is in school, what is their experience, right? If I'm a student and I wasn't treated nicely, I definitely do not want to step foot in a school building after my senior year.
Despite all the real and complex challenges to diversifying the teacher workforce, it's a fairly simple equation. If schools want more teachers of color, Cunningham says, schools need to treat their students of color better.
If we're not doing that, then we're telling them, we don't need teachers of color. We don't need you guys.
The teacher pipeline doesn't start after high school graduation. In Amherst, Northampton, Holyoke, and districts across the country, schools are making or not making their future teachers right now. For New England Public Radio, I'm Ben James.